Welcome back to Classic TV Podcast. I'm Blake.
I'm Will.
And I'm Liza.
And today we'll be talking about holidays. Our first holiday we'll be discussing is Valentine's Day.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day, Blake?
Well, I'm not particularly a big fan of it, but my girlfriend actually changed my point of view on it a little bit, so...
And who is your girlfriend?
Liza, right here.
Hi!
I'm the lonely one, so I hate Valentine's Day.
He's like the Lone Ranger, he just needs to find Tonto.
I like the candy.
I will eat my life away. You should see my Instagram post for this past Halloween. What did we fucking talk about?
Billy.
Valentine's Day. I said happy Valentine's Day to me, and it was a bunch of candy and soda.
Valentine's Day is not all about relationships, you know. It's like about loving your friends. Stuff.
Yeah, it goes back to St. Valentine.
You have us. Don't glare at me.
Next question.
Not everything is about babies and diapers shooting little love arrows into people's asses.
Why not? That'd be amazing. Okay, what do you like to do on Valentine's Day, Blake?
I just like to get candy and eat the crap out of it.
That's basically all the candy.
That's really all I like.
Okay, what about you, Liza?
I like people appreciating me and giving me stuff.
So basically every day kind of feeling she has about everything. Great. I like to sit alone, eat a bunch of candy, and drink soda.
Ice cream?
Nah, not really an ice cream kind of guy on Valentine's Day. But like Netflix, bunch of candy, yeah. Laying on the couch, you know, that kind of thing.
I want cake.
I want cake too. Cake sounds good.
Cake by the ocean.
Okay. Anything else we want to say about Valentine's Day?
No.
No?
Just.
Okay, so we'll do the next topic.
Second holiday on our list is Easter.
What do you do for Easter?
I don't know.
I paint the eggs. It's like, I'm not really religious. I paint the eggs and I get candy and then that's about it. And maybe have like a dinner.
You get candy? At least you get candy. Shit.
Yeah.
I get candy and once in a while we used to, my grandmother came over and we'd have like a ham dinner or something like that.
That stuff's good.
Well, it is.
My mom stopped giving me shit when I was, I think, 11 or 12.
Billy, I'll give you something.
And then I was like, what'd you do this past Easter? It, like, literally happened, like, a couple months ago.
I colored eggs and I got, like, a basket of candy.
What'd you do?
Same thing, because I was with it.
Oh, I worked.
That's so sad.
I know. I was working.
Spend Easter with us.
I had to work.
Color eggs with us.
I had to work.
Joseph is a bunny.
Maybe next year. But I'll be in school for Easter,
though. Like, one of those sexy bunnies.
I'll be in school. Unless they have that holiday.
It's on Sunday.
Oh, then I'll have that holiday.
So just wear like a bow tie and get bunny ears and you look sexy.
Just a bow tie and bunny ears, that's it?
I mean, pants too. That's it. Maybe underwear.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear a shirt too. Okay, off topic.
Well, some people could get into the religious aspect of it, but you know, I'm definitely not.
Let's not get into religion. People get offended when you talk
religion.
I think
that's all we have to say about Easter.
Yeah, Easter's one of those short and sweet subjects.
Short and sweet. I don't like, because usually, I used to have a family thing on Easter, but then my family got fucked up, and I hate them all now, because they're all fake bitches. And now I don't go to any family event.
It used to be fun when I was little, now it's just kind of like growing.
Well, like, I just, like, my family's always been like that. But I just, like, over these years, I've, like, realized how fake they are and what the fuck they're doing. So I told them to their faces I'll never go to a family event again. And that was last year, and I haven't been to one since.
They come to us.
So, I mean, I went to Brian's for Christmas and everything. But, like, every holiday we're going to talk about, I will never go to a family event again, or I haven't been to one in, like, a year. But, what else? Anything else about Christmas? I mean, whatever the fuck we're talking about?
We're talking about Easter.
Sorry. Anything else, Blake?
No, not really.
Okay. What's the next topic?
Our next is St. Patrick's Day. I have a lot to say about that, but I'll let you two go first.
I don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
All I do is, like, go to get ice cream, like, at Stewart's.
I don't even do that. I don't consider St. Patrick's Day an actual holiday. Please don't get offended, but I don't.
I mean, to me,
it's not like a major.
It's not like one of those major holidays, like Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I still, like, dress up in green. And, like,
yeah.
Stuff.
Irish people, it's probably a bigger holiday than non-Irish
people. Oh, God, yeah. They get wasted. Me, I have a tradition since I can't drink yet.
Maybe next year I'll start celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Get fucked up. So I'll be 21.
Get a Guinness. I'll have one with you. But I normally have a family tradition. We do corned beef and cabbage since it's like a traditional Irish meal. And
as you can tell, he's Irish.
It's really good. I love it. I normally watch the Leprechaun movies too because, you know.
I've never seen one of them.
They're humorous. Last St. Patrick's Day with you, mm-hmm. and we watched the Leprechaun movies, and we had green ice cream.
It wasn't that long ago.
We got the
it?
Whole 8-box mm-hmm. set.
St. Patrick's Day wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
I went to Brian's house and I had corned beef and cabbage.
No.
After work.
It's very good.
Yeah. Forgot I did something. But, like, it wasn't like we didn't, like, celebrate. It was just like St. Patrick's Day, let's have corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like, but I really have nothing to say about St. Patrick's Day besides, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not an exciting holiday.
Well, it's not like, compared to over in, like, Ireland and Scotland, those people, they probably have, like, festivals. And
let's just be honest. And they're always drunk there anyways. Most of the time, like every holiday, they're all fucked up. I mean, I would be too once I can start drinking. So
I think it's why I want to go there so bad.
We should all move there.
I'm down.
Okay.
Home okay. Thanks.
Anything else to add for St. Patrick's Day? You. Huh? No? Okay, so we will move on.
Our next would be Halloween.
Halloween.
This is Halloween.
I love Halloween.
Everybody make a scene.
I love Halloween because I like doing special effects makeup. I'm really good at it.
It's fun dressing up.
Yes.
One night of frights.
You could be who you want to be.
You know, I wish to do a YouTube video for this Halloween.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel, bitches. I love you all.
Classic TV.
Classic TV, this is Classic TV Podcast.
Yeah.
Our YouTube channel is Classic TV.
We have one video up. It's pretty cringy, but like it's our first video, so.
We do have there is a link for on this account for the website. Under website, it's our YouTube channel. I don't know if you can access that link, but
Anyways.
And I'll probably make a video of special effects this Halloween. So look out for that. How do you like Halloween?
I love the candy. I'm sorry. I'm never gonna get old enough for the candy.
Everything's candy.
I make sure I fill up on that candy.
Mm-hmm. See, I like the houses where you go up and it says, please take one, but no one's actually around, so you just empty the bowl.
A lot of kids used to that in my neighborhood. I wasn't that type, as I got older, I just fuck this. I took a whole thing.
Yeah.
I never took the whole bowl. I wasn't a douchebag. I wasn't that much.
I just took a handful.
Like a big handful.
And I always like going to the mansions because they give you like the huge.
We should trick or treat by my house.
Yes.
Because I have a lot of big houses there.
See, the thing I like about Halloween, except the candy, is that it gives you a chance to be really creative with your costume. And some people with the makeup, like Billy does, it's actually really fucking amazing.
I used to be at the candy for me, but now it's just dressing up and doing special effects makeup.
I mean, I'm 16, and you're like 20 now, so.
Yeah.
I'll get there soon.
When I was 16, I was about my costumes, too, so. I got tired of candy, I think, when I was like 13.
Oh.
But.
I do like the costumes. It's fun.
Because I like scaring people now. And so, like, I don't go to house to house, I just sit in the woods and fucking scare people. Like, I'm gonna be a clown this year.
You are?
Yeah, I'm gonna special effects makeup, clown, everything. I have a nose if you want it. Oh no, I'm gonna paint a note, like Pennywise paint the note.
Oh.
It might be Pennywise or something similar. And just like hide in the woods on the overpass and just like play the noises of Pennywise and just jump out and scare kids.
Sounds fun.
Don't know when tastes the overpass.
I was a zombie last year and I tried to scare a lot of people. It didn't really work because then I didn't really scare anybody because I didn't try. So I was just having fun.
Did you like Halloween in school?
No, because we never allowed to dress up.
In the middle school, they had, like, a haunted house thing.
In the middle school, we did. Yeah. Remember, they had, like, the night before Halloween or something?
Mm-hmm.
They had us, like, a night thing where we went to the school.
They had the costume party.
In the auditorium, they played, like, Goosebumps.
Yeah. But, like, high school got boring. Like, if you dress up, you get written up.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
You can't bring any, like, sharp objects.
But, like, if you wore a costume. Any weapons that are fake, too. If you wore a costume, they told us that you'd get rid of them.
Yeah. It's kind of stupid.
It was dumb.
I do like Halloween, yeah. Though.
But, like, that's, you know, I like get dressed up, special effects, all of it, bloody, everything.
Yeah. I want to do something really creative this year. Like, I'm tired of just being a witch, fairy, princess.
I should show you.
Like, no.
I should special effects makeup you. Get you all agored up.
That'd be fun.
We should do a video about it.
Yeah.
I'll gore you guys up.
Like a tutorial.
And then I'll gore myself up.
Yeah.
I want to be a scary ass clown.
See, I've made it a custom Halloween tradition to always watch, like, the old horror movies, like Halloween.
Do you like to go out on Halloween?
You know, I've kind of lost interest at it as I've gotten older.
See, that's the thing. I want to go, because if I'm going to put all that makeup on, I'm going to go out.
I like going out on Halloween.
I do too.
All
right. Okay. Anything else for Halloween, guys?
That was a big topic.
No? Okay, so we're going to go on to the next topic.
Our next topic is New Year's.
Yay!
I was trying to stay up when I was a little kid, and it just didn't work, and I fell asleep. But it's like,
when was the first time? Like, what age did you see the ball drop? What time? What was the age your parents let you?
I've never
stay up.
Physically seen the ball drop. That's my problem. I've always tried to watch, and they just show a couple kissing, like when it's time, and it upsets
me. It literally just goes down slowly. It doesn't even drop. They should call it like falling slowly, not even dropping.
Yeah.
But I think I was 11 when my mom let me stay up.
I think I was like 10.
10, around the same age?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really didn't give a crap about the New Year's when I was younger.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a New Year. There's always those resolutions we try to follow.
New Year, new me.
Right?
Now.
New me, New Year, worse me.
Never worse.
And those resolutions that you, after like the 3 days, you just like let them go.
He's like, hey, I don't give crap.
Yeah.
I always try to like keep a journal. Like, I always try like first day, and then I never do it anymore.
Although I said I was gonna lose weight this year, and I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Shit. But you're making me gain it back. But it's okay. I'll lose it again. I'll go for another 4 mile run. It's okay. What are you guys doing on New Year's?
You know, it's a tradition for me to see the ball come down now. I always try to come up with a New Year's resolution, but then once it's the new year, I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. No.
You know, last year, me and you, we went, when your mom was working, home in the barn, we hung out together for a little bit. It was nice. It's just simple. Keep it simple.
I didn't keep it simple. Let's just say that.
You lit it up.
I actually had to work until, because I had to work till 9 that day. I had to work till 10. And then I went home, and my coworker / friend now, she's one of my good friends. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, stop playing footsies. I said, what are you doing? She said, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. She's like, well, my boyfriend just left. He wouldn't want to stay with me. So I'm like, okay, you want me to come over? She's like, yeah. And we got fucked up drunk. We talked. We watched the ball drop. It was fun. It was fun.
Maybe a peck or two.
No. Didn't happen. A lot of crying, because we were a lot of, like, drunk. A lot of crying and, like, laughing and shit like that.
There's always, like, that pressure to get that kiss, you know? Like, on TV shows, there is.
I kissed the dog. I kissed her dog, okay? That's what I got that day. I was drunk.
I think I kissed
you. Well, I was drunk. So, I'm like, there was literally me, her dog, and then her roommate. Her niece's mom. So she was drunk, so she kissed her friend, / niece's mom.
Oh.
And I kissed the fucking dog. It was good.
Napoleon, come here.
He's like, fuck you.
He's like, no.
So you guys do boring shit on New Year's.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not really a holiday. It's just New Year's.
Well, for New Year's, like from now on, I'm gonna get fucking drunk.
Next topic.
But was I 20 or was I still 19 on New Year's?
You weren't 19.
No, I was 19. I wasn't 20 yet. So on New Year's, I'll still be 20, almost 21. Because a month after New Year's, I'll be 21. Okay. Anything else?
Next. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next topic. Two.
ho, ho, ho. Our next topic is Christmas.
And that was the calling for all the girls we went to school with.
Oh, burn. You roasted that.
Roasted.
Yeah. That's our favorite kind of holiday. Because Santa goes, ho, ho, ho.
I like the snow and like the hot chocolate and the presents and like the dinner.
Do you ever wonder why he's so jolly all the time? Because he gets all the ho, ho, ho.
Stop. Okay.
That wasn't as good as
and
mine, but...
And he's got a giant sack filled with anything you could want.
Okay, that was better.
Oh, it was better.
Okay, so, favorite things about Christmas. You said everything, basically?
Basically everything.
Minus seeing my family.
I like shopping for gifts and giving people gifts. I like getting them, too.
See, I like getting gifts, and I just like the food. I normally watch the parade they do.
Christmas is not... It used to be my favorite holiday. It's not anymore. Just because... Well, here's the problem. People give you gifts. I hate getting gifts from people. I hate people spending money on me. I really fucking do. Unless it's my birthday, don't spend money on me.
I can't wait to spend money on you then.
Don't even spend money on me on my birthday. I don't deserve it. I'm a piece of shit. I hate the snow. I hate fucking cold. I don't like snow. I like the cold. I don't like snow.
I like snow for a little bit, and then it turns like I'm sick of it.
I hate snow. I don't like gifts because I don't like people buying me shit.
God, you're a real fucking Ebenezer Scrooge.
I just like, it's like not, it used to be fun, and then my family is a piece of shit.
No, bah humbug on you, you Grinch.
I'm sorry. It's not my favorite holiday.
I like watching the Christmas movies.
So do I.
Here's the problem, because Christmas, I'm expected to go see my family, and fuck them. If you're watching this, fuck you. You know who you are. I'm William and Agnes, by the way. And if you know me, fuck you. And you're part of my family. I just don't like it. I'm sorry.
For me, it's
I'm
a custom
really passionate about. For me, I hate holidays.
For me, it's a custom tradition with going back to the Christmas movies. I always have to watch like a Miser Brothers Christmas.
I used to.
I love all like those type of movies.
Yeah, Rudolph, Santa Claus is coming.
Rudolph's
to town.
My bae.
The Polar Express. I went to see that in theaters before Christmas.
You know what I did this Christmas? What did you guys do last Christmas? Past Christmas.
We spent the day together at your grandma's house.
It was a very terrible Christmas.
He broke my glasses.
I was really sick too.
Yeah, he was so sick.
That's depressing.
I gave him a bunch of presents. He didn't give me nothing.
I was forced to go to Brian's house.
I was the same way.
Because he didn't want to be alone.
I was on the same way for Thanksgiving too.
Yeah. You should have said that on Thanksgiving segment.
That's next.
It was really
bad. Save it. Damn.
I could hardly even eat my dinner.
That's. I mean, I was going to be alone. I was like, I'm staying home alone here. Because I wasn't going to see my family.
I like Christmas music.
But then Brian's like, come over. My parents have shit for you anyways. Which is like, his parents bought me expensive shit. You know that vacuum in there? They bought me that for Christmas. That was like $100-something.
Damn.
And they bought me like a lot of my shit in there. A lot of the tools I have for cooking, they bought me. Yeah, they bought me actually a game for Xbox One, which is probably $50. Gift cards, a lot of shit. I had a good time though. It was fun. We went over. We woke up early. Oh my god, I wanted to kill him.
Christmas isn't what it always used to be. Like when you were a little kid, you got a lot of gifts. Now as you get older, it's just like, oh yeah,
I got
here, here you go.
Yeah.
Well, like so little kid, you wake up super early, like 6 a.m. early, like. Wake your parents up.
No, it's too early.
I think your parents too early, but you like, get up eventually. Blah, 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 blah. Now it's just like, I want to sleep till 5.
I think.
At night, and I want to not open gifts right away.
You guys got to admit, when you were little kids, you stayed up waiting for Santa. Mm-hmm. You tried to catch him.
And now I fall asleep whenever I want to.
I saw Santa.
And I wake up like at 3. You saw Santa's nudes?
Yes.
Santa has nudes?
Yes, he does.
Eliza. How old are you?
I guess he's riding that North Pole great.
Was he in a van?
Yes.
What did I tell you about going up to strangers in vans, Liza?
You didn't tell me nothing.
Oh, I forgot this time.
Yes, you did.
Let me give you some advice.
If
Santa's in a van, he's an imposter.
Okay.
Okay?
What about the one at the mall?
He's an extra imposter. He's trying to fucking grope you.
Okay.
Okay.
Same with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
That's a curve under a mask. Yeah, so basically Christmas is shitty. I hate Christmas.
I like Christmas.
The holidays are also a stressful time, especially like stressful. If your families are all broken up and stuff. For the people who have divorced parents.
Me.
And all that.
Me.
But like, so my parents are divorced. My dad's family and my dad, they're all assholes. My mom, she can be a bitch. But then I know that my mom's family, they're all fake. They're all fake motherfuckers.
Your sister, Nicole.
Fuck her. If you're watching that, fuck you, Nicole. I fucking hate you. Shit. They're all fake. That's my family. Fake. All right.
Any, good? Anything else about Christmas?
I'm good. We're good. Cat, nigger. Oh, I can't say that. Sorry.
You get a sense that's by
my,
the
cat's SEC. Black. That's
my cat's
it.
Black. I'm sorry. I have a black family member, so I can say it too. So fuck people who get offended. My cousins are black. Shit. And they told me I can say that, so fuck
anyway,
you guys.
Anyway,
I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
Next topic.
And now we're going to take a small break. I'm Tim Couric. This just in. Trump and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un come out of the closet as a gay couple as Russian leader Vladimir Putin wants to be Putin something into you. Back to you, Bob.
Thanks, Tim.
And we are back. From our break.
Sorry for that. I don't know what that was. We got some breaking news there, I guess. What's the last holiday we're gonna cover?
We're talking about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, gobble gobble, huh?
Gobble gobble, bitches. Do you like turkey?
Turkey's okay. I like ham better. I'm a ham person.
I like turkey
better. I like dark meats.
I like any meats. Okay.
Definitely turkey for Thanksgiving.
I like the gravy, like, poured all over it.
Oh, but, God, yeah. The mashed potato pile gravy.
I like cheese on my mashed potatoes. Mm.
The problem is I will never do Thanksgiving with my family again. Like I said before, I will never go to a family event.
But you're almost here by your family.
See, it's a tradition.
I'm sorry, but...
It's a tradition for me to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I watched that. Actually, I did watch that this year.
Since I was going to be alone for Thanksgiving, I went to Blake's house. As a friend who's dating that person, Michelle, she probably never knew.
I went to Brian's for Thanksgiving.
And then she broke up with him the next day, and we got together.
That's nice. That's cute.
I know. So I had Thanksgiving with him.
Yeah, love stories.
I had Thanksgiving with Brian. Fun.
I like spending it with your friends. It's fun.
We should do it here next year or this year.
That'd be fun.
Wait, when's Thanksgiving?
November 24th?
I'll be out of here. I won't have this place anymore. November 15th, I get fucking my lease is up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I'll be in school then. We should do it one of your houses, shit. Or if I get another place close to Hudson Valley, we'll do it. But we're off topic. So, what out of all of these, what was your favorite holiday?
Christmas, like St. Patrick's Day, and Halloween.
Pick one. How about that?
St. Patrick's.
It would either be Christmas or Halloween.
For me, Halloween. I got anything else? You guys want to talk about any other holidays?
There's nothing really to do on Thanksgiving. You can just
pull out your yarmulkes, because here comes Hanukkah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, no other holidays to talk about.
Thank you for listening to the Classic TV Podcast. I'm Blake.
I'm Will.
And I'm Liza.
Signing off.
Deuces.
Bye.